The best way to start your sports weekend. This is the WILS Weekend Kickoff with Dave Benton on 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Weekend Kickoff 1320 WILS, streaming live at 1320WILS.com. Become a fan of the show on Facebook, 1320 WILS Weekend Kickoff, and you can also follow us on Twitter, WILS Weekend Kick. Dave Benton here with Scott Eckersley, my co-host and producer, talking NFL Draft. We'll also be talking NFL Draft with Dave Burkett of the Detroit Free Press at 10 o'clock, and then we'll also be talking plenty about Dane Fife becoming the new assistant coach for basketball at Michigan State, along getting hired by Tom Izzo. We'll talk with Jim Comperoni and what he thinks about it from Spartan Mag at 10:30. We got plenty to talk. We'll also talk Wings and Tigers, but we're going to stay on this NFL Draft conversation probably for the rest of this hour, and we've been giving our ideas on what, if we were the GM of the Detroit Lions, what we would do with the 13th pick in this year's NFL Draft. And we encourage you to call up and let us know what you would do with it, 393-3700, 393-3700. And I presented my idea, and we were just starting to break it down before we had to go to break. And my idea is, first of all, I want to trade up for Patrick Peterson. That's my number one goal. I don't care what it takes to get him. I don't care if you've got to pull a New Orleans Saints Ricky Williams situation. I don't care. And I know that's going to cause a lot of people to go, whoa, 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 whoa. To me, he is the top goal, because having a shutdown corner, I mean, if you look at the last couple of drafts, the Lions don't get many players that become starters on their team as is. So to me, one more year, what's the big deal? If you get Patrick Peterson, it gives you a shutdown corner for the next 7 to 8 years, as long as you can re-sign him after his first contract. So that's number one. Now, that's probably not feasible. That's not what the Lions are going to do. If they keep that 13th pick, I think you go Daquan Bowers if he falls to you. If Costanzo comes down, the tackle out of Boston College, I think you can go there if you're going to keep it. But another solution that I've come up with, and this is where I want Scott really to tell me what he thinks of it, I think they take the New England Patriots, who have 2 first-round picks, 2 second-round picks, 2 third-round picks. They trade down to 17, have the Patriots trade up to 13 to get Costanzo, and so they fill a tackle need. Now they're going to lose Matt Light pretty soon because he's getting so old. And the Lions take Mark Ingram with 13 or with 17, and then also use one of those second-round picks, or maybe both of them, to trade up late in the first round to get a Jimmy Smith cornerback out of Colorado or a Brandon Harris, a cornerback out of Miami.
I like that. I really do. I think Mark Ingram would be great because, kind of like you said, it's a reach at 17, but you're getting paid
value
to take that reach because you're getting the other pick added in to take him at 17. So you're not, it's not as much of a reach because you're getting more for your value.
And not to mention, at that point, you never know if somebody's going to sneak up and go, you know what, we need a running back, so I'm going to take this running back.
The only problem with that, and you kind of hinted towards it, is the Patriots are such good drafters.
Yes, they are.
That they might not trade up because they might think, well, we'll just take Gabe Kareemi at 17, and we know, or they might have somebody else that they're like, we have this third round guy who's going to be our tackle. We'll trade up then. We'll use one of our
picks. Well, how about
then.
This then? How about the the San Diego Chargers, who have an extra second-round pick from the Jets and an extra third-round pick from Seattle? They're at 18, I believe, 18 or 19. They need a defensive lineman badly. So if a guy like Kerrigan, a guy like Watt, a guy like Bowers is sitting there at 13, maybe you can entice them to trade up with you.
It's the toughest thing, because I think that Watt and Kerrigan would still be there at 18. What I think the Lions should do, because the trades, somebody would have to fall to the Lions for them to be able to trade. Really, one of the bigger name
definitely.
Guys, obviously, because nobody's going to trade up 3 spots at that point. Because
unless they really
want
somebody.
If that's the first tackle taken, then you've got to figure there's 3 others that are right there who you can take in the late first round.
But I think this year, Tyron Smith and Costanzo are really the only big tackles. So if somebody takes one of them with the top 10 picks, all of a sudden that other tackle becomes very high value, because after that, there's a big drop-off in offensive linemen. You've got a lot of guys who are sort of green and don't really have a lot of experience, guys that have switched positions, guys that need technique and things. Those are really the only two NFL-ready tackles, and Tyron Smith is really a stretch as an NFL-ready tackle.
Oh, he definitely is. And I know Nate Solder would be a guy that people would trade up to get based on the hype and everything, but I just don't know how much they would move. But if somebody is falling to the Lions like that, I would like them to take him rather than trade. It'd be great if they could work out a system where they know they would still be able to pick off Ingram before somebody else. But if somebody like that is there, if Costanzo is there, I'd rather the Lions take him than trade it away.
I mean, I can't argue that. I just think that there is more value right now in getting a tackle later on and grabbing Mark Ingram. Because I look at Mark Ingram the way that I looked at Ray Rice when he came out of Rutgers. When Ray Rice came out of Rutgers, I said, this is a guy who's been in a pro-style offense at Rutgers and is doing 30 carries a game at Rutgers. Now, some people say, well, he's already got too much mileage on him. I thought to myself, NFL ready, knows how to read blocks, knows how to read where the holes are, knows how to hit the holes at the college level in a pro-style system, so we'll be able to make that transition quickly in the NFL. I say the same thing on a Mark Ingram. They need a running back that can handle 15 to 20 carries a game, because Javid Best can't do it. And if they want more 90-yard touchdown receptions out of Javid Best, they got to make sure they utilize him like a Brian Westbrook or a Reggie Bush. And they can't do that if he has to be a downfield runner as well.
I agree, and there's not another running back in the draft.
No,
really.
There's not.
I mean, you'd wait third
round.
Where
you go, Ryan Williams? No,
yeah, exactly.
You can't do that.
You would have to, I mean, there's nobody there that's worth taking anything on. But I think they're okay at running back. Let's be serious. If you mentioned, did you say Julio Jones or was it A.J. Green?
Yeah, I said Julio. I don't think A.J. Green falls.
I don't think so either. I would love to have him. I'm perfectly fine with taking the wide out, because just like how we talked about making your D-line that strong and scary, if you make your wide receiving core that scary, if you can match somebody up on the other side of Megatron.
And here's what really puts that together, is Nate Burleson, who did a good job last year when healthy. Nate Burleson is best in the slot. He's best when he can go against your third corner and he's a mismatch. And then he becomes a bigger talent. So if you get Julio Jones out there, and Julio Jones can get you 50 to 60 receptions, then it makes Calvin Johnson more dangerous, but even more so, it makes Nate Burleson very dangerous.
And Brandon Pettigrew.
Absolutely.
Led the NFC in tight ends and receptions.
I'm not against drafting offense. I know the defense is not good. If it's not there, if there's not a player there to improve the defense, I don't think the Lions can force that pick just so they say, see, we drafted defense, we addressed the need. I don't like that. I would rather go offense if it's going to make your team better.
I agree. And really, I'm fine. I think there's a lot of options. Like I'm saying, if you can take the best player available. At 13, I think whoever's there, whichever guy slips through, where, say, all of a sudden, three quarterbacks go top 12.
Yeah.
That's going to leave somebody else open. That means somebody is going to fall. Take them. I don't care who it is, what position it is, take them. I mean, if Von Miller drops, obviously take him. He's not going to. But, I mean, you can throw anybody in there, and that's fine. But as long as they just don't reach, they don't go for a Gosder Chairless. I mean, because
they don't need to.
Exactly.
The
they don't need to. But say they're like, well, we think we can really get Nate Solder, and we can turn him in to an NFL tackle. We don't care. We want the corner. Is it Jimmy Smith from Colorado?
From Colorado, yeah.
We don't care about his shaky pass. We'll take him. We can work with him. I don't want them to do anything like that. No projects. That's what I want. I want somebody who has started for a long time. Like, Costanzo would be perfect in my mind. He can come in and he can be either your right tackle if he's not quite ready, but he can start at right tackle day one. And that's the guy that I want. I want that guy that you can have there and just plug him in and tell him to go day one.
Totally agree. All right, let's get to your solutions. Welcome to this weekend kickoff, 1320 WILS, for those of you who are just tuning in. We're talking NFL draft. I've just given my solution. Scott, I want, if you are the GM of the Lions, you have the 13th pick, what do you do with it?
I take, like I said, the best player available, whoever falls. I think if Costanzo's there, take him. I would like to have that left tackle that you can rely on. Obviously, Daquan Bowers is there, you take him. But like I said, you just simply just don't reach. Take the best player available. There's enough guys in this draft. There are 13 guys who I'm confident. Well, not even that, because let's see, we can throw in what Blaine Gabbert and Cam Newton are going to be two picks. So 11 other guys I would feel comfortable with putting on the Lions. But I would say you have to take the left tackle if he's there.
You have to take him. Okay.
I think so. That offensive line is just so bad.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd even be okay if they traded down and took like Mike Pouncey, the center, put him in at center or guard.
Yeah, I think they could address the guard position. I think they really could address any of the positions on the offensive line, because now that you've invested in Matthew Stafford, you have, and you can't draft another quarterback. You just can't. So that means you've got to protect Matthew Stafford. And if you look at all these other teams that have franchise quarterbacks, what are the number one needs they're always going for? Protection. Depth on the offensive line, protect your franchise quarterback. Well, Matthew Stafford is your franchise quarterback. Whether people are comfortable with that or not, that's the situation. And so you need to protect him. And right now, the offensive line is not good enough to protect him.
And I think you can go back for like the last five drafts, and I've probably said draft offensive line.
Yeah.
Because that, to me, that is the most important thing there is.
And then the year that they did draft an offensive lineman, they went for a project guy rather than going for a sure thing. That year, I'm pretty sure they could have gotten Michael Orr. Am I mistaken with that? Was that the year, or was it a year before that they could have gotten Michael Orr?
One of those they did pass.
They could have had Michael Orr, and they passed him. They passed up on him. And when you have an offensive lineman like that, you have to take an offensive lineman like that. If you have a guy that can start on day one, you have to take him. That's the best thing about offensive linemen. They're the most NFL-ready of any of the groups. So if you're taking a not NFL-ready offensive lineman in the first round, that's a big mistake.
But then you throw in, if Daquan Bowers is there, you know, I would love to have that. Because I love watching, the Indianapolis Colts are my favorite team. I love Mathis and Freeney on the edge, where they just say, I don't care what you're doing, just go get the quarterback.
Yes.
That's all I want you to do, is go get the quarterback.
And that's what we're talking about, especially because the goal of the Lions is to get Sue to the quarterback. That's the goal. And so if you have ends that are going to go around, then you're pushing Sue in. And then let's say Vandenbosch, who likes to swim in, now you're cutting inside and going outside. There's nowhere for the quarterback to go.
Do you realize how scary that would be? Because Ndamukong Suh was just an anomaly in what he's able to do, to get 10 sacks, double-digit sacks from the tackle position.
While drawing double teams.
And going up the middle. Just overpowering, just saying, I am simply bigger and stronger than you. If they could get somebody where he's able to be multifaceted then and use his athleticism even more, he would be... I mean, take the amazing season he had and then just raise it up another half.
Well, and not to mention, let's say you double team Sue, and then you double team Vandenbosch with a tackle and a running back. You don't have enough blockers to double team everybody. And whether it's Bowers, whether it's Avril, whether it's Vandenbosch, whether it's Williams, somebody is going to come free. Somebody. And so if you have that talent on the defensive line, you can do that.
That's the biggest thing for people who are out there thinking, well, they already have a really good defensive front four.
But if you can make yourself an elite defensive front four, you know, we were talking about it before the show started today. If I'm the Cleveland Browns and Patrick Peterson falls to me at six, although I have other team needs, although I need a wide receiver, although I need other things, it is very tempting to have a Joe Hayden, Patrick Peterson defensive backfield. Having two shutdown corners like that, that you know are going to be shutdown corners for the next 7 years, that's very tempting. And so I think, although you want to address needs in the draft, if you can turn a position from good to elite, I have no problem with you taking it to that next level. When we come back, we'll talk more broad about the draft, not just the Lions, what teams need. And we're going to break down these quarterbacks a little bit more. It's up next. Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS.